I have chosen some of the work of Brené Brown that I'd like to bring forward. I've read some of her books, but I'm going back and reading The Gifts of Imperfection. And she has this quote, "How much we know and understand ourselves is critically important, but there is something that is even more essential to living a wholehearted life, loving ourselves." And so today's meditation, I'd really like to focus on kind of loving ourselves from all aspects of how maybe that is interpreted in some of her work. So if you'll take a moment now and just sit back or sit tall, get very comfortable in wherever you are, whether you're lying on the floor or sitting in your chair. Adjust, kind of wiggle a little, notice your body, and let it set comfortably and tall so that you can start to focus on your breath. And if you'll take a moment now and just bring your eyes to kind of a soft gaze in front of you, or even close your eyes, not tight, but just gently, and begin to focus on your breath. Again, noticing the breath as it comes in and comes out. And if you'll just take three slow, deep, relaxing breaths. And with each breath, trying to slow the breath down just a little more. On the inhale, recognizing the pause as it fills our lungs. And then on the exhale, as you release, very slow, very gentle, very deep. And as you focus on the breath, continue to bring that breath in, thinking of it as bringing life in, energy in. And on the exhale, letting go of any of the stresses, any of the tensions of this last week, allowing your body, your mind, your heart to feel a little more at peace. And again, with each breath, slowing the breath down. Allow your shoulders to relax. And this time, I'd like you to take a couple breaths to wherever on your body you notice any tension, any tightness, any uncomfortableness. Think of bringing the breath there as a healing breath. And then wiggling however you need to allow your body to feel more comfortable. Continuing to exhale the tensions. Again, take a couple more deep, relaxing breaths. As we continue with our meditation today, I'd like to share a little bit from Brené Brown that will kind of guide us over the next 10 minutes or so. She says, "Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy. The experiences that make us the most vulnerable, only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light." I share this because as we think of really the soul searching, the centering of the time of year, I'd like you to take a moment and think about if you stopped protecting, if we let go of the armor around us that keeps us from being hurt, if we stopped pretending to be something we think others want us to be, and we were truly, truly our authentic self, who would that be? I'd like you to take a moment. If we could let go of all the judgments, of all the protective barriers, of all the pretending, who is your authentic self? Take a deep breath, knowing you're safe, knowing you're calm. What does that inner centering, that heart self say to you? And sometimes this can be hard because we have so many barriers. We have the negative self-talk, and we think about if I'm not enough, or we don't believe we're worthy, we don't believe we're smart enough, or kind enough, or all the enoughs that come with it. And what I'd encourage you to do right now is to take a moment, and with the next breath, in your mind, say to yourself, I am everything I need to be. I am enough. Breathe. Exhale. I am everything I need to be. I am enough. And if we embraced this worthiness, this sense of enough, how can we be different? If I embraced my tenderness, focusing just on that, if I embrace my tenderness, how may I be different? If I embraced my compassion for myself and for others, how would I be then? If I embraced my courage to speak my truth, to be my truth, how might I be then? And if I embrace my vulnerability, not vulnerability in disclosing your deep secrets, vulnerability in knowing your story, owning your story, knowing the boundaries around your story, and living who you really are, what genuinely resonates with you. If I embraced this vulnerability, How may I be? When we think of loving ourselves, of living in an authentic way, there are no rights or wrongs. There is no judgment. There are no shoulds. It is truly free and being of your own, who you are, where you are. Take another deep breath, focusing on the breath. And as you think of this sense of love and belonging, of compassion and vulnerability, what does that look like for you? How does it feel? What are your truths? A simple act of being able to embrace our worthiness, embrace self-love, embrace belonging is through intention. If you were to have an intention to feel worthy, to feel enough, to feel love, to feel belonging, whatever that intention may be, I'd ask you to take a breath, and as you focus on your heart, bringing the breath to the center of the heart and all that you are, set your intention for today. May it continue to guide you, support you, care for you, and may it open you to all the love that you need and desire in your life, knowing that it is there. And I'd like to end today again with a kind of a daily commitment from Brené Brown. This is her words. It's her commitment, but I think it fits. So take another deep breath, sit comfortably, and here's her daily commitment. May we find the courage to let go of who we think we're supposed to be, so that we can fully embrace our authentic selves, the imperfect, the creative, the vulnerable, the powerful, the broken, and the beautiful. May we show ourselves and others the compassion that comes from knowing that we are all made of strength and struggle. May we create a just and equitable world where privilege isn't a prerequisite for self-expression and authenticity, where everyone feels invited and safe to express their power and their vulnerability. And last, may we experience the strength of connection, the love of belonging, and the grace of pure joy. Thank you all for joining us today.